Indigo D'Souza could be a spokeswoman for the DIY ethos. Of the more than dozen tattoos along her legs, arms, and hands, several came from her own hand.
I also stick and poke a lot of them, so like I did this one and this one and this one.
You did those yourself?
I did this one, yeah, just with like a needle and ink. Like this one is a drawing that I did when I was little. This is an image of this church.
This church-turned-residence in Madison County is where D'Souza has lived since January. Friends come over to chill in the wide-open former worship hall downstairs. Crammed into a small, quiet space upstairs, there are guitars, keyboards, and a couple of weather-beaten drums. This is where D'Souza's DIY musical expressions begin taking shape.
I have an idea, it doesn't matter how long it takes me to get that idea out. I just need to figure it out. And like chords, even on keyboard, it's like I'm not classically trained, but I can just hear the notes and follow my intuition.
At 24 years old, D'Souza has already earned a fan base internationally for her signature collision of upbeat music and downbeat lyrics. Her second full-length album is titled Any Shape You Take.
When I was younger, I was writing things that I thought other people would like to hear, because I thought that that's what songs were, something that you write so that other people feel entertained. And then I kind of switched over to realizing that if I were just to be 100% honest about what I'm feeling when I write songs, that in itself would allow other people, it would give them some sort of space in which to process their emotions if I were to be honest about mine.
D'Souza grew up sharing a house with her mother, mostly in Spruce Pine. She recalls her mom driving a truck with naked Barbie dolls and action figures glued around the body, flames along one side, and depictions of bombings along the other.
Even just that, like her picking me up from school in the truck, is enough to set me apart from everybody else. On top of that, my skin was different from other people's skin, and I was just always wearing like wacky clothes, and my mom wouldn't buy me like the Lunchables that everyone else had. I was eating hummus and carrots, and like I was just kind of destined for Asheville in a way, and it just took me a while to get here.
D'Souza was 16 when her mom moved them both to Asheville, and she said she soon fell in love and moved in with a man 7 years older than her. Through him, she met older, more experienced musicians. Some became early collaborators, but as bandmates came and went, D'Souza leaned into playing all the instruments herself to lay the foundations of her songs and take the path of a solo artist.
When I get home, I'm gonna love you so well.
I have always been such a heavy like songwriter, and so I think I knew I would always want to be kind of in control of the songs that we were playing. I also now realize bandmates are always going to shift and that people will not always be able to be on the journey with me. So I kind of have to hold my own as the main character. Yeah.
While D'Souza was content to simply write and record her music, she credits her mother for pushing her past her reluctance to perform. Fittingly, she titled her 2018 debut album, I Love My Mom. Her mom painted the cover artwork for that album and the new one.
Now that everyone's gone, I can tell you it hurts. Honey, I am just like you.
D'Souza said a series of existential crises during her teens inspired the songs on her first record. She recalls one such crisis after noticing the bones moving beneath her mother's skin, spurring a psychological dive into the concept of mortality.
These moments that were very palpable, which felt like my brain was just disassembling and resetting. I was a young, like, teenager, and I was just coming into my body and into myself. Yeah, I just saw words in a different way after that and realized I could just communicate things in a very simple way.
D'Souza said songs on the new album, such as Real Pain and Darker Than Death, stem from that same period of writing. Still, she said the record also holds newer tunes, with lyrics as upbeat as the music. Even for the song Kill Me, D'Souza enlisted her friends to conceive and star in an uplifting video concept.
I asked for them to come up with something messy that was dark but also funny, that celebrated bodies in some way. Yeah, I wanted it to be kind of like an explosion of like color and mess and bodies. The duality of my brain in general is that I am a very depressed and super anxious person, but I also have so much joy in my body and really kind of default to joy in a way to cope with those things.
D'Souza is planning a wide tour of the U.S., and pandemic restrictions notwithstanding, anticipating her first performances in Europe. I'm Matt Piken, BPR News.